In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within, which is a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. We know right now people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, that they are over-medicated, there's unnecessary surgeries, and even just too many surgeries occurring right now in our country. And really, we've led down this path of more drugs, more surgery, more injections, just to numb us or cover things up, and never really getting to the cause of maybe a sickness, symptom, or disease that you've been struggling with. Or maybe it's just like this lack of really knowing what is true health. Most people don't even really know what health is. And I think this is a telling time right now in our culture to see so many kids overly prescribed medication. There's, you know, there's abuse of antidepressants, of anti-anxiety, of sleeping medications occurring right now. There are pain medications, painkillers. A lot of these drugs that are out there right now, these prescription medications, are being overprescribed and overutilized, right? And so we got to realize that, well, how do we obtain this thing called health? You know, if we understand like what the definition of health is, I believe it gives us a better target to shoot for. Right, so if I'm in St. Louis and I want to drive to California, but I have a map that goes to Florida, I'm never going to end up in California, right? So no matter how far east I drive, it will never end up in California. I'll never end up in California. And so I feel like in our country, as individuals, as you know, family members, as a culture, as a community, we're just completely missing the mark because we don't even know what health is. We have no idea what health is. A lot of times people base their health off of simply how they feel. Don't get me wrong. I want everyone to feel amazing. And if we do feel bad, our body is telling us something, that something is wrong, and we must listen to that. It is a warning sign. And the smoke alarm is going off, so we can't just ignore it. We can't just take the batteries out and go back to bed if there is a fire in the house, right? So if there's a fire in our body, or if there's a symptom, sickness, or disease in our body, we can't just cover it up and say, I'm fine. I'm fine. Fine means you're one day away or one moment away from horrible. Fine means you're kind of in between. Fine means that nothing's really that bad has happened to you yet. And so I think we got to realize that health is not based off of how you feel, but if we do feel something, we can't ignore it. Because if we ignore it, you know what happens? It's going to get worse over time. If we take medication, which is the bandage or the band-aid that covers up the symptom short term, never fixing it, but short term, then things will actually get worse over time. And then three is we can figure out what's causing the symptom in the first place. What is causing it? And most importantly, how do you correct the cause of that symptom? But let's go back to understanding what health is. Because if you think about how we base our health off of in our country is simply how we feel. If you talk to the best oncologists, cardiologists, endocrinologists, you name it, ologists, if you talk to the best doctors in the world, they'll say that you can actually feel fine but still have disease in the body. They'll say that you can actually feel fine but have cancer, that you can actually feel fine but have heart disease or have diabetes or have a thyroid problem. You can actually feel fine but have a disease or disorder. So if they say that, then why in the world are as a culture we're saying, well, I feel fine today. I think I'm healthy because I feel fine. See, in our culture, we're taught that if it's not broke, don't fix it. But usually people in my generation, around the 40s, 50-year-olds, and younger, aren't really saying that anymore. Because what they've seen their parents go through, when it does break, how much it costs time-wise, how much it costs financially, how much it costs in heartache, right? So you can't wait till it's, you can't use the term, if it's not broke, don't fix it. We can't use that term anymore. That term has led us into to urgent cares popping up all over our city. That term has led us into nursing homes on a waiting list now in St. Louis area, and nursing homes popping up at every major intersection. There's nursing homes, assisted living homes, because people waited until it was broke. Now they can't even care for themselves. Like, it doesn't make sense, right? And so we got to realize that getting healthy, and what that means to get healthy, doesn't necessarily mean you have to feel well. It means your body has to be healing and functioning. See, the definition of health is that your body must be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. For instance, nobody ever walks around saying, yeah, I've never had my heart checked, but I can feel that my blood vessels are 90% blocked. No one has ever said that. No one's ever said, yeah, I've never had my cholesterol checked, but you know, I kind of feel that it's high today. No one said that. No one said, I feel that I have stage one cancer on my, I have stage one skin cancer. No one has ever said that. No one's ever said, I feel my A1C rising. I think I'm going to get diabetes. No one says it. No one says that because they don't feel it. We don't feel it, right? But if we do feel something, we better ask what's causing it. Now, another thing in our country that we base our health off of is simply how we look. How we look, right? How we look. If we look good, if we're skinny, we think we're healthy. That's actually not true either, because some of the sickest people that I see that come into my clinic are fit, they're thin, they're taking the best supplements in the world, they don't like taking medication, but they have Crohn's disease and depression and chronic headaches and migraine headaches. And from the outside, they look very healthy, but from the inside, they're dying. Something's not right. Something's not right. It's because their body's not functioning. Their body's not functioning. And so with what we do in our clinic, our main goal is to determine how well your body is healing. And for us to do that, we look at one system first. We look at the most important system in your body right now that controls all the healing potential in your body at a cellular level for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, even for a cut to heal on your hand or your foot, your brain controls it all. That is not a myth, it is a fact. It is not a belief, it is a fact. It's a fact, right? Your brain controls it all. And so think about this. Think about this. Your brain sends signals down your spinal cord, across the nerve roots that branch off and go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. Your brain is hardwired to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. It's a miraculous system, right? It's the master control system. It's the computer system of the body. It's within your brain, which is within your skull, which is with your brain. Now, we have a spine around our spinal cord, and it's there to protect our nerves and our spinal cord and the central nervous system. Our spine, if it is healthy, will allow those signals to get from the brain to the body at 100%. If the spine is damaged, degenerated, maybe it's lost curvature, or maybe there's a scoliosis in the spine, what happens, it puts damaging pressure on the spinal cord and nerves. When there's pressure on the spinal cord and nerves, there's no way the signals can get from the brain to the body at 100%. Therefore, your body cannot be healthy and healing at 100%. So what does our spine need to look like? From the back, our spine must be straight up and down, right? We don't want to have any curvatures when we're looking at your spine from the back. If one shoulder's higher than the other, if one hip's higher than the other, chances are you could have a scoliosis, which means pressure on the nervous system where there shouldn't be. If there's pressure there, therefore, it's going to affect organs, cells, and tissues. Now, from the side, we must have three 45-degree curves. Most people don't realize this, but we must have three 45-degree curves. If we've lost these curves, even going back to when we were kids, traumas, car accidents, sitting at a desk a lot, how we sleep at night, right? If we've lost these curvatures over time, it puts pressure on those disc spaces, leading to disc degeneration, but also putting pressure on those nerves that affect the cells, tissues, and organs. So when someone comes in with neck pain or headaches, I'm thinking about, hey, those same nerves that go to the head and go to the neck are the same ones that control blood pressure. They're the same ones that go to your upper GI system affecting acid reflux. Those same nerves affect the immune system affecting your allergies. Those same nerves affect the lungs, which affects asthma, right? Those same nerves out of the neck go to the thyroid, which then affects our hormones and our energy levels and our sleep patterns, right? So when someone comes in with neck pain or headaches, I'm thinking about what organs those same nerves supply. Because we're hardwired, right? It's all connected. It's all goes hand in hand, right? And so for us, we know if your body's healing at 100%, your spine's going to be functioning at 100%. It's getting in a proper position. And then when we add lifestyle to your life, right? Meaning healthy lifestyle, nutrition, exercise, detoxing, sleep patterns, de-stressing, all those things that we promote hardcore in our clinic and we live out as a team, right? We want our patients to live out. All that stuff is great because it contributes to the healing process. But eating healthy won't change the health of your spine. I want to say that again. Eating healthy will not fix your spine. So we have to have our spine in the right position so our body can heal at 100%. You know, one of the patients that we absolutely love, her name is Beth, and she was referred into our clinic for chronic headaches. And Beth came in and she's like, listen, I was referred to your clinic. I love what you guys are doing. I love what you guys are doing. I want to see what you guys can do to help me decrease my sugar intake and give me a good exercise program. And so I went over her lifestyle and I said, listen, you're doing a lot of things right and you're taking all these supplements. You're decreasing your sugar intake. You're already working out. Has anyone ever looked at your spine? And she goes, no, why would someone look at my spine? I go, Beth, you have chronic headaches. And she goes, well, I went to the specialist for these headaches, my medical doctor. And he said, here, try these medications. So Beth came in looking very healthy from the outside, living a healthy lifestyle, but the missing link was that she wasn't getting her spine checked. And her doctor said, here, just take these meds. Just take these meds. And so Beth realized that when she came to our clinic, her missing link that she had never even checked out was the health of her spine. She played gymnastics, gymnastics as a kid. She played soccer. And now she had a desk job. So Beth got a full exam of her spine. We checked out her x-rays. We did x-rays of her cervical spine. We saw degeneration in her mid to lower neck, which those are the same nerves that went to her thyroid. Those are the same nerves that went to her head, causing the headaches. She goes, is this why I've always been told I have thyroid issues? I go, what do you think? She goes, well, it looks like it to me. She goes, this is why I have sleeping issues. I go, well, it looks like it, doesn't it? She goes, absolutely. So we started to correct her spine with specific chiropractic scientific adjustments, adjusting her spine and doing rehab around it to help hold everything in place. What's amazing is this. Beth was under care for 3 months. After 3 months of care, she had no more headaches whatsoever. Headaches were completely gone. And now Beth comes in to maintain her adjustments. But it all started with her coming to our office and going to our website, checking us out, giving us a call. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. But it all started with Beth coming into the clinic and seeing if we can help. That's it. And the first step is by scheduling that new patient appointment. Normally, it's $140 if you were to walk into our office. But if you have headaches and you want to see if we can help you, listen, this is the catch. It's only $40, but you have to call now. So when you call in right now, we'll answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, which includes x-rays, 45 minutes with the doctor, going over your health history, going over your health goals. And it's only $40, right? It's crazy. So this is the thing. Call in right now. I'll schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there is no additional costs whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and it is an absolute pleasure to be with you on the air today. This is a show that we've been running now, been going on the air for up to 7 years, which is amazing. And every year it gets better. Every show gets better. You know, we just celebrated 10 years in practice this last month, and it's amazing to see all the lives that have transformed right in front of our eyes. You know, in our office, we expect miracles. We expect miracles of people throwing away their canes, getting off medications, little kids getting off their asthma medications, little babies who couldn't latch to breastfeed. Now they can latch to breastfeed. People that are able to stay out of the nursing home because they got rid of their walker. People that got pregnant that were told they were unable to get pregnant. Listen, guys, we see miracles day in, day out. And that's why you could probably tell I'm yelling at you a little bit, because I'm passionate about what we get to do. You know, my team and I, we are literally called to reach the unreached. And when we reach those people, those individuals, those babies, those young growing families, the 95-year-old that wants to be able to prevent knee surgery or hip surgery, when we reach those people, they literally become part of our health from within family. You know, our health center is designed to create a culture and environment that serves the masses of people who are really just sick and tired of being sick and tired. They either want to stay out of the medical model, or they're already in the medical model and they want to get out of it as much as they possibly can. And a lot of times when people come to our clinic, they're a little overwhelmed just because we see so many people they don't realize a lot of these people that we see have been here for years. I mean, I was just counting yesterday, at one point we had people that been my patients for 8 years. In the clinic. The clinic was full of 8-year-old patients, which is awesome, right? And so we see a ton of people at all different ages, and what we're doing is we're removing interference in their body so the body can heal itself. See, the body is created to heal. It's designed to heal. It desires to heal. Your body, whether it feels like it or not, wants to heal. It wants to heal. That is how we are designed. That's how we're designed. If I cut my hand, it heals. If I try to cook and do anything to help my wife out in the kitchen, I get a burn on my hand. I have a pretty bad burn on my hand right now trying to help out. But what's happening? It's healing. It's healing. My body's healing itself. I didn't have to put an ointment on there. I didn't have to put a bandage on there. It healed itself. I didn't have to will it or think about it. It still healed. No matter how bad we are to the body still wants to help us heal. You know, we were talking about, on the last segment, we talked about Beth, who had suffered with headaches for years. She was trying to you know, detox her way to getting rid of her headaches. She was trying to, you know, cut sugar back to get rid of her headaches. She was trying to get the best trainer to get rid of her headaches. And what she was missing is her spinal cord had compression on it in the lower neck, causing disc degeneration, which was causing these headaches, thyroid problems, and sleeping disorders. It wasn't until she came to our clinic where she figured out this was a problem. But if we never would have x-rayed her, if we never would have said, let's get to the cause of this, Beth would not be headache-free like she is today. What Beth was told is that she just needs to get on 3 migraine medications because, you know, these work for other patients, so maybe they'll work for you. Beth was told by her neurologist and her headache specialist that these medications are what's going to fix your headaches. I'm telling you guys this, you do not get migraine headaches or headaches in general because you're lacking Excedrin migraine. You do not get headaches because you're lacking Tylenol. You do not get headaches because you're lacking a medication. Something's causing the headaches. And the cause is not a lack of pills. When Beth grasped that, everything changed. Everything changed for Beth. After 3 months of getting care in our clinic, and now she's maintaining it. She's been a patient now for 2 years. She doesn't have headaches anymore. She has no more headaches, no more medications, and her lifestyle is on point. But what was more important is her spine corrected, pressure off the nervous system, reverse degeneration, and now her body's healing. You want to talk about life transformation? It's when a 42-year-old mom comes to our clinic whose name's Beth, saying that she can't be the mom that she's designed to be. It's hard for her to be present with her husband. She has to miss church sometimes because she has migraines. You want to talk about a life transformed? is a mom now who is present with her kids because she's not in chronic headaches. She's there for her husband. She's able to do things she wants to do. And she hasn't missed church with the migraine headache since she started care in my clinic. That's talk about life restoration. Life, that's healing. That's healing. And that's Beth. That's one out of thousands of testimonies we have. You know, as we look and see kind of where we're at right now in our culture when it comes to how we view health and how we really view healthcare, I think we're just completely missing the mark altogether. We're basing our health off of how we look, how we feel. Those are all just facades. Those don't even really equal health. Health is determined by how well your body's healing, which is controlled by the nervous system, spinal cord, the brain. But in our culture, we have this medical model, this medical monster, I should say, because it just keeps growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That 30 years ago, it wasn't this way. 30 years ago, and if you talk to nurses, MDs, if you talk to surgeons, oncologists, it just wasn't, we weren't as sick as we are today. And I think what's happened is that we took a system that is designed and is still one of the best systems in the world when it comes to saving your life in crisis care. And we tried to apply this crisis care, sick care, acute care model to chronic care. And that's where I believe we are completely missing the mark. Where if something chronically, a horrible damaged spine, a horrible lifestyle for years leads to chronic illness, then acute care won't fix the chronicity of that, right? It will not fix the chronic damage. It will not fix the chronic lifestyle, poor lifestyle choices. It's an acute crisis life-saving care system, not a chronic care system. That's where we're missing the mark, right? It's not that doctors are bad. It's not that nurses are bad. It's not that oncologists are bad. Like, some of my best friends are in the medical model, right? It's not the people that are bad. It's the model that's broken. The model's broken. It's great at saving your life. If you need surgery, I'm not going to do surgery on you, right? If you need a CAT scan, I'm not going to do a CAT scan on you, right? If you need stitches, I'm not going to stitch you up. If you need acute life-saving care, that's what they're great at. But when we go to acute life-saving care with chronic problems that we've developed over time because we've ignored our body's ability to heal, then we got a problem. That's what's led us to where we're at. That's what's led us to where we're at. And I love it when in our culture it's kind of like, oh, well, it's the holidays, right? Think about this. This is crazy. Think about our culture. What we do is we take about 6 to 8 days out of the year, 6 to 8 days, holidays, right? Legitimate holidays. And we turn them into 6 months, don't we? I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Who's that person right now? If you're that person right now that just do a little raise your hand in the air if like I could see you, right? If you're a person that you buy an excessive amount of Halloween candy on accident, air quotes, on accident, and there's not a lot of kids that come to the door maybe this year, and you have all this Halloween candy that you start to snack on for the next 3 months, right? Or I'm sorry, should I say January 1st, right? So actually holidays start, believe it or not, on Halloween. Then we have Thanksgiving, so no one really starts a diet before Thanksgiving. No one starts trying to get healthy before Thanksgiving. You should, but very few people do. And then Thanksgiving, then we start buying all this stuff. We become gluttonous with gifts and all these things for ourselves because we deserve it. It's been a long year, rough year. All the while, we'll start eating the Halloween candy. And then comes Christmas, and we're like, okay, we're going to eat. We're going to just lay around, watch football, you know, do what we do on the holidays. And then come January 1, my life's going to change, right? I just encourage my listeners and my patients that there's a place for celebration. Don't get me wrong, but celebration shouldn't mean we should just eat bad for multiple days on end or multiple months on end. It shouldn't be that we just don't take care of our spine for multiple days, multiple weeks, multiple months. It's not that we just medicate and just keep going. But listen, enjoy yourself over the holidays, but we have this sugar crash, and I think it takes us till at least March to get over. But the sugar crash right now in America, on average, the average American consumes a five pound bag of sugar every 10 days. That's insane to me. Think about that. All the sugar that's in our food. I'll say it again. For a family of four, average Americans, for the family of four, they consume 20 pounds of sugar every 10 days. Ugh, that is horrible. That is horrible. And a lot of it's in hidden things. Some of it's in, you know, Halloween candy, things like that. And, you know, we do that day in, day out. Day in, day out. Every 10 days, boom, more sugar, more sugar, More sugar. And so what we want to do in our clinic is provide opportunities of recipes and events where you can learn how to eat without having to consume so much sugar. And I wanted to send you guys out the recipe of the week. I'm going to send you the recipe of the week. It's a link to one of our favorite recipes around this time. It's our grainless pumpkin muffins recipe. Very low to no sugar, which is awesome. And I can send this to you guys absolutely free. All you got to do is pick up the phone and text in your email address. And when you text in your email address, I will email you the grainless pumpkin muffins recipe. So the number to text in right now with your email address is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, we had an awesome testimony. Her name is Jenny. Jenny's been a patient now for going on about 6 months. And I'll never forget when she came in from the radio show. She called in. She goes, listen, I never call on the radio show, but what you said, I felt like you were talking to me. I said, this is what I said. I go, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and you want to, you know, you're trying to lose that extra 10 pounds, but you can't lose that extra 10 pounds. And you feel older than you really are. Then you should call onto the radio show. That's exactly what I said. And when Jenny came in as a new patient about 6 months ago, I said, hey, Jenny, so what's the number one thing you want to see change in your health? And she said, well, I want to lose weight. I go, okay, well, usually losing weight is a side effect of getting healthy. So what else would you want to see change? She's like, well, you know, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I felt like you were speaking to me on the radio. But she goes, I have numbness and tingling down my arms and to my hands, and it affects me when I'm sleeping. It's affecting me when I'm sleeping. And I go, what have you done for it, Jenny? She goes, well, I've been to my neurologist. I've been to my primary care physician. They said that I'm probably going to have to do surgery. And she goes, I just have chronic shoulder tightness and neck pain. And the doctors don't really know what to do. They just said I may need surgery someday. And I go, so what did they say from now till then? They gave me some stretches, but that's about it. So when Jenny came in, I knew that she was in a place that of concern, a high concern for her health. She wasn't able to sleep at night. If you can't sleep, you can't heal. She had numbness in her hands, and she also had neck pain. And she couldn't lose weight. Also, she was working out with the best trainer, one of the great trainers in St. Louis. She was having good nutrition. She was doing a lot of things right, but she woke up tired. She went to bed tired. She was tired all day. She just felt like crap, she said. And so we did a full exam of Jenny's spine. We checked out her posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan. And what we found is we found damage in her neck causing degeneration, putting pressure on those nerves. And it all started with Jenny coming to the clinic, getting a new patient appointment, seeing if we can help, going to our website, and getting plugged in. Our health center is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. And what's amazing, now fast forward, Jenny's been under care for 6 months. She sleeps 8 to 9 hours a night. She's lost 20 pounds. Her neck pain is gone. Her numbness and tingling has gone away. Her doctor said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And she's losing weight. She's happy. She goes, I feel 10 years younger now. This is crazy. But it all started with her coming into the clinic and getting a new patient appointment. Normally, that's $140. But if you're listening right now and you want to see if we can help you with any numbness, sleeping issues, weight loss problems, listen, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to call in now. When you call in, I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. The number to call to get a new patient appointment at a discounted rate, saving $100, is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. It has been an amazing show today. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I do run a local health center here in the St. Louis region. It's called Health From Within, and we are located at Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. So we're right in the heart of the city, and it's awesome to see people traveling 45 minutes to an hour one way to get to our clinic. And the reason is because we're seeing amazing results. We're getting awesome results with people's health, whether it's headaches, whether it's numbness and tingling, sleeping problems, infertility issues, skin problems. We're helping people get their body to heal at 100%. Therefore, their body starts to show it, right? It starts to show it. They start to feel better, right? So we're not just about feeling better. We're about functioning better. I want both for you, right? But we got to realize, you know, as I've been talking about these patients on the show so far, we talked about Beth, who had chronic headaches. So she was suffering when she came into the clinic. And you know what she says? She goes, I wish I would have learned and heard about you when? Years ago. Sooner. Jenny came in with numbness and tingling and sleeping issues and inability to lose weight. She always says, I wish I would have learned about you and heard about Health From Within years ago. We have kids that come to our office and get adjusted. And, you know, people who, adults always say, I wish my parents took me to you when I was a kid, right? I probably wasn't around when you were a kid. I wasn't born yet. But, you know, that just goes to show you, like, the health of your nervous system and spine matters, at whether you're a baby or whether you're in your 100-year-old mark, right? It matters still. You know, we went and adjusted a baby at the hospital, and it's just amazing to see that their lights get turned on, their nervous system gets turned on when you adjust their spine. When you adjust their spine, the power is released in the body. The body heals itself, and it functions at a higher rate. What's awesome though is that the new mom, her name is Samantha. She's been a patient now for 3.5-4 years. And we were with her like when she had headaches, when she had back pain, neck pain, when she had leg pain, hormone issues, all these things, even before she got pregnant. And now she had an awesome pregnancy. She had an awesome labor and delivery. And now she was recovering faster. I was even there when the nurses said, we never see people recover this quickly. We never see the baby so alert. That's not by chance. That is not by chance. It's because she took care of her nervous system. They took care of her baby's nervous system. And now they're healing optimally and functioning optimally. See, health is about how you heal and function. And what's amazing is this, since our body is fearfully and wonderfully made, that we're designed to heal from above, down, and inside out. That means from our brain, spinal cord, out the nervous system to our organs, cells, and tissues, that we're designed to heal. And our body, this is what's crazy, our body wants to heal for us. It desires to heal. It's how we're designed. It's how we're created to heal. We're not designed to be broken and have our organs fail us prematurely, that our stomach doesn't affect our heart. Everything affects everything, right? Although we have all these specialists for specific organs, at the end of the day, everything's working together. It's a symphony of cellular reactions that's happening in our body without us having to will it. You know, we talk about Beth, headaches gone. Jenny, numbness and tingling gone. Sleeping problems gone. She lost 20 pounds, 6 months, right? They got their life back. Do we have to wait until it's a crisis to take care of our bodies? You know, we call this thing called wellness, where it means you're doing something good for yourself regardless of how you feel. And it's we try to do all these things called wellness, and I like that term. I like the holistic medicine. I like all those ideas, but at the same time, it's like, let's not wait till we feel bad to do those things. Let's do something proactive for our body, for our health, to benefit our health today that's going to benefit our health down the road. But many times people are driven by pain. People are driven by not wanting to feel bad. People are driven by not wanting to be on medication. And I don't blame you. You know, one of the things that's a crisis right now that I see, and you'll probably hear this a lot as we're entering in the holidays here, is blood sugar issues, blood sugar problems, pre-diabetic, diabetes, knee pain, hip pain, low back pain, which, by the way, they all go together. They all go together, diabetes, knees, hips, and you can throw in cholesterol issues if you want there too. Cholesterol issues, diabetes, knees, hips. I'll say it again, cholesterol issues, diabetes, knees, hips. I see this so much in our clinic, get amazing results. Amazing results. And we get amazing results with this because what's happening in our crisis care system, our medical model is just medication is thrown at patients. Here's anti-inflammatories, here's a daily aspirin, here's your cholesterol meds, here's your blood pressure meds, and here's your diabetes meds. Here you go. I got to tell you, we've been seeing a lot of pharmacists come to our clinic as patients, and they see more and more people medicated. And I ask them, I go, what do you guys do about it? They go, we have to call the doctor and say they can't be on this many medications. It's going to make their diabetes, wait for it, worse. The medications will make them worse. Now think about this. In North America, we make up 5% of the world's population, but we do take 75 to 80% of the world's drugs. Whether you like to think that or not, it's just a fact. It's a fact. 75% of all the prescription pills in the world are consumed in our country. That should tell you something. And it shouldn't tell you, well, we have great access to healthcare. No, it's because our culture says there's a pill for every ill. If you feel bad, numb it. If you don't want to deal with what's causing it, it's okay. Take this med. And so when we see people come in with diabetes, knee problems, hip issues, I think about a lot of patients that have had awesome testimonies, but one that really sticks out over and over to me, his name's Steven. Steven was a patient who came in. He was in his late 50s, and he's referred in by his daughter and his son. You know, so it was a family affair trying to get Steven in. Stubborn man, middle-aged man, stubborn as all get out. And he's like, you know what? I feel fine. And we do these things in our clinic called Family and Friends Weeks, where we actually have our patients bring in any family and friends. Sometimes they have to literally drag them in. For Steven, that was the case. They get dragged into the office, whether they're kicking and screaming, right? And it's amazing to think, like, to see the look on a middle-aged man's face that, you know, almost brings him back to like a five-year-old not wanting to go to the doctor, right? I may be speaking to some of you right now. You may be married to one of these people. but this is what's amazing, is that they become some of the best patients. And Steven came in kicking and screaming with a five-year-old look on his face of fear and not wanting to be there, a little bit of anger there. But he sat down in the room with him. Once again, it's a middle-aged man. And I go, Steven, tell me what's going on. Tell me what's going on with your health. Tell me why your daughter and son both wanted to get you here so badly. And he goes, I think they want me to be around longer. They want me to stay healthy, and they don't want me to be on a lot of medications. I go, I know they want that, but what do you want? Because really, at the end of the day, it's about what you want, not what your kids want, not what I want for you, but what you want. And he said, Dr. Nick, after all the specialists I've been to, after going to my primary medical doctor over and over and over again for years, getting put on multiple medications for blood sugar issues, anti-inflammatories for my knees, low back, and hips, for my blood pressure issues, for my cholesterol issues, no one's ever asked me what I want. At that moment, I saw just that that stone-cold look on his face, the five-year-old look, kind of turn into some joy and some hope. It's amazing what we get to see in our clinic when somebody who's maybe skeptical, maybe they're fearful, maybe they're not knowing, they're just ignorant to what health is. When you see the light bulb go off of hope, the hope light bulb, right? Where boom, you're telling me that I can start feeling better and I can feel younger and I can, you know, I want to lose weight and I want to get off these medications. You're telling me I can do that? The doctors never said I could. I go, Steven, what goals do you have? He said, I want to be able to walk my dogs longer without being in pain. I want to be able to reduce my diabetic medication. I want to be able to sleep better, maybe even remove my CPAP machine. And I hate to be on all these medications. I'm on 6 medications. I want to get off of them. I go, it all starts with checking out to see what's caused this in the past, traumas, stressors that caused this in the past. And then we're going to do a full check of your spine to see what's causing the damage on the nerves, what's causing the disc spaces, and see if we can help you. When we x-rayed Steven's spine, he had a scoliosis in the spine, which was putting damaging pressure on the nerves that went straight to his pancreas, affecting his blood sugar. Also went straight to his kidneys, which was affecting his blood pressure and blood sugar, I'm sorry. And we saw one hip higher than the other by 3 inches. I go, Steven, did anyone tell you this? He goes, no. It all started with Steven coming to our clinic, being dragged to our clinic to see what the cause of all of his problems were. And our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. You know, we're located in Rock Hill, Missouri, right in the middle of St. Louis, the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website's healthfromwithinstl.com. And he came in begrudgingly, but we found what was causing it. Let me tell you this. We started to correct his spine with specific chiropractic scientific adjustments and doing spinal rehab to fix his spine. His scoliosis had reduced by 50% after 4 months. His hips evened out. His doctor took him off his blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication, and he lost 15 pounds. Steven was healthier than he had been in years. Now Steven's been a patient for 3 years. He's living the dream. No medications. He's a miracle. If you want to see if we can help you, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally it's $140, but if you call in right now, it's $40. The number to call to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
1-4. We'll be right back after the break.
Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximized Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within. It's a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing in our office, in the community, and also, of course, over the air. My goal is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease so that you can live to your God-given potential. That's why I get up in the morning. I do not want to see people suffer anymore on multiple medications. Or maybe you're one of those people that's stubborn about getting on medications, which that's awesome. But also, you shouldn't be suffering with symptoms either. Right? On last segment, we talked about Stephen, who was a middle-aged man. He got dragged in by his son and daughter because they wanted to see him get healthy. He was on 6 medications for diabetes, low back pain, knees, hip problems, blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication. Stephen, after 4 months of getting adjusted in our clinic and getting his spine corrected where it should be, his hips evened out, his scoliosis reduced by 50%. And after about a year, the medical doctors took him off all of his medications. This is the thing. Stephen got his health back. He felt younger. He lost 15 pounds. And he got his life back. Now he drags everybody into the clinic too. You know, what we see in our clinic is transformation. What we see is miracles happening. And the miracle is simply this, that the body is willing to heal itself as long as we remove the interference. If we remove the interferences in the nervous system and in the lifestyle, the body will heal itself. It desires to heal. It's designed to heal. That's why we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that there's cellular reactions, a symphony of cellular reactions that's happening every single millisecond. And we don't have to will it. It just happens for us, never against us. Our body is working for us, never against us, regardless of how we feel. Regardless of how we feel. Because when we do have a symptom, it's not fun. But the body's saying, hey, something's wrong. Come ask why. Come fix it. Don't just ignore me. Don't just ignore me. So if we listen to the whispers that our body is telling us, then we never have to hear it yell at us with crisis, right? If we listen to the whispers, we never have to listen to the yelling, okay? So listen to the whispers of your body. Those symptoms are a blessing. They really are. They're a blessing if you listen to it. Unfortunately, people come into our clinic when they dealt with something for years because they've tried everything else, right? They went to all these specialists, tried medicine, tried stretching it out, tried eating through it, tried exercising through it, and guess what? It got what over time? It got worse over time. Stephen got his life back off 6 medications, lost 15 pounds, no more diabetes, no more blood pressure and cholesterol issues, because the doctor said, you don't need any of this stuff anymore. Whatever you're doing, keep what? Keep doing it. We talked about Jenny on the show today and how Jenny had numbness and tingling in her hands and her arms. She couldn't sleep at night. She's lost 20 pounds. She's sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night. Her numbness and tingling is gone. The neck pain is completely gone. The neck pain was, she was about to have surgery on and put a plate, a metal plate in her neck for the rest of her life, and she didn't have to get it. Surgery was canceled. Life transformed. We talked about Beth, 42-year-old mom who was suffering with headaches, had tried everything in the medical model. 3 medications. She tried eating vegan, tried cutting out sugar. She was taking 7 supplements. She was working out with one of the best trainers in St. Louis. And guess what? The headaches kept getting worse. Beth came to our clinic, dragged in by her friend, heard us on the radio as well, and she got her life back. She's now been headache-free for up to 3 years. She's not missing church anymore because she does not have migraines on Sundays anymore. She's a better mom. She's a better spouse, she says. She got her life back. That's life transformed. See, the principles of getting healthy are actually very simple, but the application is difficult. We try to simplify it so much so that you can't help but apply it, right? So number one is our mindset. There's 5 key areas. Number one is mindset. Are we letting the news dictate our emotions? Are we letting all the negative news and all the external environment dictate how our body responds to it? because that's not good. Are we losing sleep? Are we not sleeping at night? Two is our nervous system. That is the core of our health. It's our brain, spinal cord, and nervous system. Our spine protects the spinal cord and nerves, and our spine must be straight up and down from the back, and we must have 345-degree curves from the side. That is not a belief. It is a fact. It is a fact. Talk to the best neurosurgeons and the neurologists. They actually agree the spine must be straight from the back, and you must have 345-degree curves from the side. They know it. They agree with it, but no one is taught to take care of it until it's too late. Three is our nutrition. Four is exercise, and five is detoxing. The one that gets overlooked the most is the health of our spine. That's why I'm a corrective care chiropractor. Not to make you feel better, that's a side effect, but to allow your body to heal and function optimally at 100%. You know, these last couple of months, we've had an amazing testimonies from, I can think of four people right now, and I know there's more than this, but four people right now who came in with lower neck pain and also acid reflux. Lower neck pain and acid reflux. There's four people. One is, you know, Will. Another one is Judd, Michelle, and Chris, where they came in on acid reflux medication. And these people look healthy from the outside. They're not overweight. They're well-educated people. They don't eat like junk. But for some reason, they were put on omeprazole chronically. They're popping Tums like it was going out of style. These are people in their 30s, guys. People are in their 30s. Research has come out saying that omeprazole and some of the other acid reflux medications actually lead to memory issues such as dementia. So that therefore it's like, okay, well, maybe we should figure out what's causing this. So all four of these people came in, I'd say probably over the last year or so. Some have been patients for way longer than that, but they finally came in and said, listen, I want to reduce or remove my acid reflux medication. And they've all been successful of this, right? So if anyone's suffering with acid reflux and you're having to take Tums, I don't care if it's sometimes or all the time, that is not normal. That is not normal. And so when people come into our clinic, our goal is to get your body to heal and function optimally without having to take a medication. I don't take you off the medications. But what ends up happening is that your body starts to heal. You don't need the medications anymore. Whether you take yourself off or the doctors take you off of them, what happens if your body heals? You don't need those medications anymore. So Chris is a patient that came in, and he was dealing with neck tightness, low back pain on and off for years. He was also on acid reflux medication. I said, Chris, if we get you to heal and function at optimally, get you feeling better, do you desire to get off your acid reflux medication? Do you want to do that? He said, listen, I've tried to get off these for years. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse as I get older. My low back pain and neck pain keep getting worse too. I think it's because I sit at a desk. And I say, Chris, listen, our work can contribute to our body's inability to heal and spinal damage, but it shouldn't be the sole causation. He goes, okay, what do you think could have caused it, Dr. Nick? I go, well, let's talk about your past. Let's look at your past. And we do that with every patient. We sit down with new patients and we say, listen, tell me about what could have contributed or caused this from the past. Tell me what your goals are going forward. And let's look at your spine. Let's see what we can do to help you. And so the nerves in the neck, they come out, they branch off, they go to the esophagus, they go to the trachea. They also go to the lungs, heart, upper GI system, so the stomach area, gallbladder, and pancreas. Those nerves in the lower neck control all of that. Nerves in the lower back also affect the gut health, and of course the lower back. And so I go, Chris, so you sit at a desk for years, I know that, but did you play any sports growing up? He goes, yeah, I played baseball, hockey, football, you name it, I played it. But you know, I was a crazy kid, hit my head a couple of times, got a couple of stitches in my head. I remember having a couple of concussions. I was in a car accident as a teenager, and I go, and what happened around that time? He goes, well, the doctor said everything was fine, but you know, we weren't taught to do anything else. And so we looked at Chris's spine. We did a full set of x-rays of his spine. We saw that from the side, you should have a 45-degree curve in your spine. He had a 0-degree curve in his neck, which is putting pressure on the nerves that went straight to his stomach, pressure on the nerves that went straight to his thyroid, causing allergies as well, lung issues, blood pressure problems. But he came in for the acid reflux and neck pain. We also saw a minor scoliosis in his lower back, which he had no idea he had, which is putting pressure on those nerves to go to the gut area and also the lower back. But we started to adjust Chris. And Chris has now been in her care for about 2 months. What's amazing is Chris hasn't had to take Tums or acid reflux since he's been in her care in our clinic. His neck pain is gone completely. His acid reflux is completely gone. That's because we started to take pressure off the nerves so his body could heal itself from the inside out. See, our office is called Health From Within, not just because it's a fancy, cool name, but actually because that's how your body heals, is from within. If we take out the interferences, the body will heal, just like Chris did, just like Steven did from diabetes, just like Jenny did from numbs and tingling and sleeping problems, just like Beth did from headaches. That's what's amazing. We get to see transformation and miracles happen right before my eyes. I get to see people's lights being turned on, the lights of hope being turned on. I get to see people fully heal to their optimal capacity every single second of the day. We see thousands of people a week in our clinic, not because it's just fun to stay busy, but it's fun to see so many lives transform. Whether they're newborn babies we're adjusting or 100-year-old people in our office that we're adjusting, when we see families and generations transform, it is awesome. It's absolutely awesome. It's amazing. You know, some of you are thinking, like, where do I get started? What do I do? Well, listen, a good way to get plugged into our clinic is, one, knowing where we are, right? Our office name is Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester, McKnight, in Rock Hill, Missouri, right in between Steinmar, Lucky's Market, Club Fitness. It's that newer development over there. It's absolutely awesome place, right in the middle of St. Louis. So check, I mean, obviously, that's where we're located. So check us out. Also, our website is awesome resources on there. So our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you want to get our recipe of the week, it's our grainless pumpkin muffins recipe. All you got to do to get this recipe is by texting in your email address. When you text me in your email address, I'll send you this grainless pumpkin muffins recipe. The number to text in is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, it all started with Chris with acid reflux and neck pain, to see if we can help. It all started with him coming to our clinic. That's where it all started. It all started with him coming to Health From Within, getting plugged in, getting a new patient appointment, and getting his life transformed. And when that happens, I know there's hope. So if you're listening right now and you have neck pain, acid reflux, maybe you have diabetes, knee problems, hip problems, numbness and tingling, headaches, one or all of those symptoms, if you want our help, normally when you were to come into the clinic as a new patient appointment, it's $140. But if you're listening right now to the air and you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, you want to see if we can help you. If you call in right now, it's only $40 for the new patient appointment. And that does include x-rays, which is insane, right? So this is the thing. This is the catch. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call now. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to get a new patient appointment and save $100 is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. It's been an awesome show this week. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks a lot, guys. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.